So last time we began speaking about psik resha, one of the most critical issues in determining all aspects of technology for Hilchos Shabbos and Bizmanenu, because the way things are programmed, in order that you walk the street, and as you're walking, numerous other things happen that either someone wants that you want, lights will go on, things will start beeping, and temperature will change. And the question is, are those things, are those considered malachos at all? Is that considered a psik resha, the v'shena miskavein? So that led us into this area. So we spoke a little bit last time, the problem of the Rambam's classic definition of what a psik resha was, that also us a malacha v'nasas b'glalo malacha shebevadai taaseh v'shiel osa ma'isa, that you do one thing and the malacha ends up being done through that ma'isa afal pishalon is kavein chayev shadavar yodua she'ef she'shelo taaseh osa malacha. I mean, it's clear that shadavar yodua, it is known that it's impossible that malacha wouldn't be done. Ketzad harisha tzarach l'rosh o'ch l'sachri kol l'kal l'machat ha'charosh b'shabbos afal b'sha insof magamasa l'rigasa. You're not trying to kill the bird, but you simply needed the head. Chayiv shadavar yodua she'ef sh'shach tuch harosh ha'chay ve'yichya. It's pretty impossible to cut off a head and keep the living thing alive. So we asked last week, in that example, is that really a psik resha? It should be, a part of a psik resha means it starts out as a darash enam miskavein. Psik resha is a darash enam miskavein. However, afal pichein, it still is a psik resha. And therefore it's aser. This, you're being machavein mamish, to cut off the head. Elam, you're doing it for a different purpose than the normal reason that it's done. So Chora, we said it should be more of a lacha shedis v'chlagufa. You don't have in mind to do it for the reason that it would be doing. The exact same act of cutting off the head is in order to kill it. Is the act of killing it? The same act is killing it because you want the head. Just the only difference seems to be it's a lie and the reason why I'm doing it. So we mentioned some of the posts. We mentioned the Yom Teruah and Rosh Hashanah. Not the Yom Teruah, the Kabbalah Tamarim and Sukkah, same person. Kabbalah Tamarim and Sukkah Lamed Gimel says Einoch Anami. That would be a Malacha Shenis V'Yichlagufa. Let's just pick the dogma that in a sense it's Keilu, that it's Chayim. That in terms of it's, that it would no longer be the Rosh Hashanah Miskavein. That's what he says. What's that? But he says chayiv. It is a psik resha, but the question is it also tor pat? The Chabad Tamarim is coming from a different angle. He's coming. Shouldn't it also be patur mishum malchus shenis v'chlagufa? What? Meaning, this is not a darash enam miskavein. I mean, if you want to tell me it's patur for some other reason, okay, maybe. It's a mashal, l'mad adom. The Rambam never even says Yechayiv. He does say Yechayiv, I'm sorry. The main point, I'm sure it seems to be for the Rambam, is that whether or not it's Malchus Shenis V'Chlagufa, I don't know. But in terms of, that maybe we'll be able to address now a little bit also. But at least you can't say this is just simply the Roshenu is Kavin anymore. This is at least a Psik Resha, and probably because Psik Resha is Kimachavin. That would be the easiest way to say it. Given to Dabar Yadua, it's you're basically being Machavin to do so, even though you say you're not, and it's Kilu you're Machavin. Now, based on that definition, this is what I have here on the sheets. They made it a little clearer than I had it last week. They bring a raya from the following Gemara. Very interesting case. I'm sure you went to last year. Gemara in Shabbos tells us the following. I ain't dollar with bees. Hey man, the shada, I'm Rav Acha Bar Avira, hey man, the shada sikhsa la'azona. Someone throws a peg or something, some wood into its furnace. Chayev mishum mevasha. So not a furnace, into an oven. Chayev mishum mevasha. So I said, pshita. It's assuming that the malach of bishul applies not only to food, it applies to wood and metal and the like. So you chayev there also. Okay. So where's the pshita? Mao the tamo the shruve manaka mechavein. You would think that your only goal is to try to harden this wood. Six is metal? No. So yes, it's metal. Okay. Metal? Okay. What's that? No, if it throws like heating it, it's like you're. I think it's like heating up on top of it. That first it softens and then it hardens. You know, you would think that the kavana is to harden it, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv. No. It's the lesson of Gemara is the mir parapi. First, it softens and then it hardens. So what? So the Rambam, when he learns this Gemara, he doesn't actually learn this Gemara, but what he learns in a very interesting way. Finds the Malacha Bishul in the following way. Just a review for you for last year. Correct test, Halacha Vav, Hametik Echem Minyam Atachos, Chenim Advasis of the Donut, etc. Chenim Advasis of the Hadama, Klolo Shaldav, it's what we're interested. Bain She Ripa Guf Kosha, Beish, O She Hikshe Guf Rach, Hareze Chayev Mishum Mevasha. Kolosal davar is no matter what you do, if you change the form of a davar, memeilo yichayev mishum bishul, whether you're hardening it or you're softening it. So according to the Rambam, you could in theory learn this Gemara that ma'adatem shuri manakam achavein, and therefore maybe you would have thought that you would be chayev for that. Kamash malan that no, since it softens and it rehardens, somehow you chayev also for the fact that eventually it's going to harden. I may not be so precise in reading the Gemara, it sounds like the Havami is what I did first, but there's certainly no problem in being chayev eventually for the fact that it's hardened. However, most Rishonim learn against the Rambam, the Bishul is only when I'm softening something, when I'm softening the item. So Imkain, why then am I chayiv for softening this item if eventually it's hadar kamet, if it's gonna harden? And my goal is that it's gonna harden. So one question is gonna be something we'll talk about mitzvah shem at some later date, is the fact that it's temporary. Is it considered davar shem miskayim? If the malach is softening it, and if it's gonna harden in a few minutes, okay, and we'll talk about it later on. But gufa, forgetting about the whether it's miskayim, did I have kavana for this? Is this malachas machshavas? Oh, so do I say it's a psik ratio? Exactly. So the easiest thing to say would be that this gufa is a psik ratio, and that's what the Ramban learns this very Gemara. Right there, Rashi and Tosaf are a little bit more vague. Rashi says, understanding that Gemara, the Shoda Sichla Shishol Yosei Lach Latanar Cham Liyavsho Shias Kashi, to dry it out. The Shruei Lachazek Vein Kan Bishol, the Mir Parapia Yidei Chom Ha'or V'amayim Shvisoch Yotzim, Ul Acher Shiyotzi Yotzim Meim of Komet Nizgash V'ki Rapi B'Reisha Havi V'Shulo. And when it softens first, that it is special. It doesn't say very much. Tosis similarly, Matatem Lashruei Monika Machavein, Hachi Perusha V'Ein Bo Bishol. You would think that you're trying to harden it, therefore it's not Bishol. Kamatlon, then Hidu Lashruei Monika Machavein, Bishol Mio Yeshbo. The mere parapi b'hadar comment that it first softens and hard. What? Say again. Oh, more so than everything else. Why? Why shouldn't you be chayim?
In fact, you don't have kavanah. Why should I make an official?
Yes, also. Yeah, we're gonna run. I'll explain. I think in a minute. In fact, I don't have kavanah for it. So. The Ramban says the following. Mao de Tame, Shrui Monica Machave, etc. Koshably Talmuda. They heard about Paskina, Misakas Abaduzara, Gabi Bishalakum. Marana Abaduzara, Daf, Amid Ches. The Shrui Monica Machave. That the other Gemara Paskins that. It wouldn't be considered bishul akum if a guy would do this to one's food. Why? You're right. He's only mechavein to harden the item. Kivon di efsher elon kein rafu meikara. Gabi Shabbos the moder chayev means the moder Hashem ripsekresha v'yomos. Kein mitaris when he calls him the name of Tosis. Tosis didn't exactly say this, but.
Only Shabbos.
Bishul Akum. I know what's the exception, what the rule is. It could be Bishul Akum means something more special. That doesn't apply to Bishul Akum.
Because we had
Mila Tzeras. Mila Makashen Siuchagufa in terms of.
Sigrid.
Yeah. So it's one could argue the case that it's just limiting it. Bishul Akum needs something acutely to be cooking. He needs to be cooking your food. But he's not creating a relationship of some sort. That's how
you understand
segregation. That what?
It's like the
Mesa
might be different than
Bishul Akum. Okay, but even if 99% of the cases is one way, and Bishul Akum is something. But if you're Mamish Mechavin in the same way, then right. But we're going to find differences in segregation between Mechavin and Mamish. So that's not so crazy. Okay, good. We should keep people. Put it on the list, as they say, you know, of things which make psychic ratio different. That's the way the Ramban says it. The Ritva, I was looking for the Ritva downstairs, it's not on the shelf, but I have it on my sheets here. Please paraphrase, and I don't have it all. He says like this. The bevadai sichas sichzazu beiz melachos yeshba bishul mana k'de rafi v'shruve mana k'de kamet. You're doing two different things.
Two bishuls.
Meaning one of them is hardening it, maybe tikkun mana or something like that. Not bishul, no. Two melachos. Bishul mana k'de v'shruve mana k'de kamet. Beroy lechayv on mishum avashal de af levashal kamiskavein kivon di efter leshruvei ela b'hach. What this sounds like to me, this is what some of the achronim picked up on, is that this is not just one of two things. There are two ways of understanding this. Either he's saying this is psik resha, and psik resha, the vart of psik resha is keilu mechavein. You can't ignore something which is in the process, right? And the other thing to say is that no, this is not a particular. This is what we started talking about a little bit last week. That psik resha is what? Classic case of psik resha is when classic case of psikresha is I'm dragging a gora, the either kisa v'sapsel. I'm dragging an item. Okay, so my goal is to get the, I'm working on the item. I'm trying to get the piece of furniture from one side of the field to the other. I'm working on the furniture. Yet, tol kedei derech agav, something happens to the ground. I'm making a charetz on the ground. So, I'm working on this item, and derech agav, something happens on another item. So, if it's the item is kavim, it's item is kavim. If it's a psik resha, then you're chayiv. However, I could say classically it's an emiskavi. However, in this case, when you're trying to burn the fire, there's no shnei dvarim. There's dover echad that I'm cooking, and toch kedei the cooking. This is part of the process of cooking. Yeah, right. It's not exactly the same thing as the. As cutting off the head or killing it. It's a little there, I'm doing the same action mamish with the same totsah, just for a different purpose. Here, it's part of the process of the same exact maisa. So it's interesting, according to the Ramban, we'd be saying that in a chanami, that would still be a psikresha. The Ramban called that a psikresha. Does he mean any coolers of psikresha? I don't know. But we don't know of any more than that. There's no reason to think it's any different than a regular psikresha. However, for this ritva, one could argue the case that this seems to be more than a psikresha. Alright? And to answer your question, you asked me a few minutes of how it could be, why would you think it wouldn't be a psikresha? And I'm going to try to address that, and I think soon. But based on this idea, how do we apply it to other areas of things that we're talking about? Is there something worse than a psikresha? So we discussed last week in the name of...
It's not like between, it's just an awful.
What's that?
It's not like it's in between.
It's doing the malacha, but it's still not what I had. It's still not what I had in mind to do.
It is, yeah.
Okay, but we. Okay, so how do we apply something like that? So, I mean, it's. I mean, I think Achronim wanted to create a new category based on this and say that. I mean, certainly the Gemara's b'machadi is something here. It's because you are still shruei monika machavi. You're not being machaving for the mere parapi, for the softening, that's certainly not your first intention.
That's the chiddush.
That's the chiddush.
That's
Gemara.
You have to soften in order to harden.
That's part of that. So again, as we spoke last week, Rav Shlomo Zalman had this chiddush. Right, it says in Shmir Shabbos Kolchas in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. You want the Maram Malkum not Lamed Beis Mem Gimel. Misha Nichnas with the telephone Tziburi. Again, those were the old telephone booths. By the way, I checked in the old Beis Medrash. It's not there. They're not there anymore. They're not there. There's something else, some picture or something. And whatever, he went in to make some emergency phone call to call Hatzalah. Now you want to leave the phone booth. So you have to stay in the phone booth the rest of Shabbos, but stop now. So even if, why not, that's part of it, like, he's to yourself from Shem Tchilasan, I think that's why the person's not going to want to go make a phone call, if he's going to have to stay in the phone booth the rest of Shabbos. Or maybe, do you even need that? So anyway, in order to go out, and then the light, we used to go, the way when the doors open or close, the light's going to change, on or off, either direction. Right? Let's say the light goes on when you go in, and when now you're going to open it, the light's going to go off. So you open it to a certain degree, and the light's going to go off. Now, are you allowed to, let's say, if you can walk out, the light's going to simply go off. So he suggests you pick up a piece of mukta, or pick up something, in order to hold the door open, prop the door open. That was
never goes out.
So the light, I think he's saying on the way out, I think. I think on the way out to do it. On the way in, you have to be, on the way in, it's because everything's because you're running to make a phone call. Don't worry.
On the way, you have to open it to go out.
What's that?
Then you have to open it to get out.
I guess, I think if I remember correctly, they work, and sure some of them work differently, you have to open it to a certain degree. You have to, like, it had to, like, be fully open.
Why do you need a mukta?
What's that?
Why do you need a mukta?
Why do you need a mukta? So I think even if you have an Evan only, thing, definitely if you don't need an Evan, that's fine.
Why do you need a portion?
What's that?
Why do you have to hold it open?
Because then the light would go off. You're trying to avoid having the light go off.
You're gonna close it again, it goes
off? When I'm gonna walk out. No, when I open it, I think the way it works is the door's gonna stay open for the next person to come in. So when I open the door, the light's gonna be off.
So what are you holding?
Huh?
Holding it from closing again?
I'm holding it from closing again. From opening again. It would stay open, when it would open to the fullest. If I remember the way they work. I'm trying to think of something that we still have something like this. I think the bathrooms and the on airplanes. Like when you, right?
When you open it, the light goes on.
When you open it, the light goes on, and when you would leave. Maybe and the door would close. If the door would end up in a certain position afterwards, if the door would end up in a certain position afterwards, the light would close, and you're trying to avoid that from happening. I think the word is the way it used to work. If I remember correctly, it was like an accordion door, right? Folding, and if it was completely open, the light would be. If it was completely open, the light would be off. If it's a certain degree closed, then the light would still be on. So you don't want it to close. You don't want the accordion to like fold up completely. That's how I remember it.
And so when you leave, though, you're still going to have to open it.
You still have to open the door, but the light is on already. The light's on. It's only when I fully fold up the door, then the light's going to go off. It's the only way to do that is the only way to do that. I think naturally it's going to go that way unless you do something to keep it. Okay? So he lets you to put, I don't know why in Evan, why Muxley you needed there also, it's a good question. But the whole purpose is basically to try to avoid this from going off. So, in fact, the Ma'or HaShabbos, Moshe Yadler. Marash was a clinic, and he wrote several svarim on Chelcha Shabbos. When he asked the following question, he said, "My Kulihai, what do you need all of this? To have a psikresha delon echale, beser kibwe drabanan." Again, we spoke last year about turning off even incandescent light. The best it's going to be is kibwe drabanan. Right? The best it's going to be machos nesu chlegufa. It's not. Even if you say it is a fire, it was machlokas we've shown him. So you couldn't care less if this light goes on or off. It's a public phone booth. You'd be totally happy if the light.
You want light.
What?
You want light to see.
No. It was going off when you're leaving.
Oh.
We're going on the light going off. Right? I'm talking a public phone booth.
Right.
In the middle of Rosh Hashanah. You couldn't care less if it went off. So fact of Yadler, who cares? Michael, well, you need to go to this extreme. It should be a psikresha, but drabanan. Psikresha is lonechle, drabanan, more or less. We should be making on that. We'll look up to the psaka and work through the psaka of that a little later on. So, powerful question. So Shlomo Zalman answered him in a letter. He said the following thing: the davar zeh l'shitasi, based on my own shita, which I believe the following. He says, shem ein zeh davar mikra. This is just, if it's not just simply something which derech agav is going to happen when I am doing one action and another action, derech agav is going to happen. The mikra is this key word. Ella shemitzchilasu hu asli umetuchlon lekach. If set up for this purpose. Shirak v'derech zeh madlikin u'machabin. That's the way you light this. That's the way you turn on and off this light. Ein zeh psik reisha. That's not just a psik reisha. Elachoshiv mamish ke'oseh ma'aseh b'yodayim. No, in that case, by opening and closing the door, I am based on similar to these words of this Ritva, I would say, you're doing two things. You are, number one, opening this door to get out, and also, you're turning on and off the light. That's part of what opening this door is turning on the light. Or off, or whatever direction you're going.
Still answering.
Still, in this case, you won't be chay for this because in terms of it's still kiboy, right? The kiboy would be that would, but the point then would be there's no heter to do it. It's still the asa darbana. Well, there's no mitzvah anymore. You did the mitzvah. And he quotes something similar in the name of Rav Yashiv.
That's worse than
psik reisha. What's that?
It's worse than psik reisha.
It's worse than a psik reisha de lo nechala. Yeah, there's not a psik reisha. There's a maisa. Clearly, there's no heter of machavim lo nechala.
No, saying
lo nechala.
Why is that worse than psik reisha?
Good question. We have to analyze the various peturim, but there's more reason. It's very reasonable to say that malach shenis v'gulfa is basically still a malacha, but psikreis l'unichal when gargi is still a darshin miskaving. There's no chumra psikreis l'unichal according to that. Tosin, right? He passes psikreis l'unichal. It will be still be that. What's that?
It is malach
shenis v'gulfa. Psikreis l'unichal. Right. Part of that, I think, is based on the psak, is based on the machlokas and psak, whether or not if the reason why, if why we make up psikreisha de rabbana, psikreisha lo nechle with rabbana is probably some combination of that, partially based on the arach. We're basically strong start in the passing like the arach anyway. Besides, and That's one major issue in terms of all types of gadgets which are set up this way to do numerous things. Similarly, this is also very fascinating. We're learning this last year after Yontif, this came up. A very typical situation. Is one allowed to use hot water on Yontif? Why not? Yontif is no mitzvah, right? You're allowed to. So why not? So a number of poskim amongst them, Rabbi Yashiv and others, is quoted in the new Mishnah Berurah there. The Mishnah Berurah. It's quoted in other places as well. It runs into the following problem. So again, this all comes about because of our sophistication. We don't want to wait a minute for anything, and everything works extremely efficiently. But part of these efficiencies create additional problems sometimes. I think it's Marvin Yosef Das, Yosef Machov. So could one say that there's going to be a problem in the following fashion? What happens? The olden days, what would happen? You would cook... You want to heat up water, so what do? You take a certain amount of water from the river, you put it in a pot, you go to the oven, you heat it up. So I'm allowed to, if I need that amount of water, I'm allowed to heat it up. I mean, I'm allowed to heat it up. The discussion of Rebush Yorim, okay, even Rebush Yorim, and maybe Mutter in the same path. Okay, Rebush Yorim is a discussion on Yorim. Fine. Now, here, what happens? You have an entire system set up here that what? You're going to take away X amount of gallons of water. So now what happens? Instantaneously, what happens? More water is going to go into the water is going to go, into the heating element, and in Melu you're going to be cooking more water. And that water is what? Is not the Tzarech Yontif. What? Mitoch for what? If it's Tzarech Machar, no. Huh? But the Tzarech Machar, not. Oh, I see what you're saying. So does Mitoch work?
Right.
So this is what some of the posts were dying on, is do I say, isn't Mutter, this is, becomes very interesting, isn't Mutter to be Mavashel this water in order to use this water? So, meaning, right, for those who, it's on tape, I guess you can't see with my hands this way. So,
it's called the Torah.
What, so is that right? So that's still called the Torah? Is the pshat is that the heter ochel nefesh only because I'm cooking water A, and I need water A. Is it mutter to cook water B in order to get water A? Okay, so that's a very interesting clear, but that's a yontif question, and that's the Amar Makomo mutter to be. Was it mutter to be machaber one thing to say something else? There's an interesting marmakomos back then. That's not our discussion right now. But so part of the discussion is why don't I just simply say it's a psik reisha lo nechale? You don't care about it. Would it make a difference if it's nechale lo nechale? One could say merely means lo nechale. It is nechale. Sometimes it is going to be nechale. You want the water to. You want the hot water, you'll use it after Shabbat, after Yontif. I mean, it's still Nechale. It's a Psikresha even. Or do I say, this is what, so forgetting about getting into the question of whether it's Nechale or Nechale, do I say this exact issue? The whole water system is set up in what way? I'm going to turn on the faucet, what's going to happen? I'm taking out this water, but Memela, the system is, built into the entire system is what? This water comes out, this water comes in, and in essence, what I'm doing is, I am cooking new water, which probably wouldn't be in a block of the rice, it would probably still say, oh well, unless maybe it's close to the very end of Yontif. But, that's what posts come down on, do you have to shut off the whole system in order to do this, do you have to... You have to say things won't come to set it up so it doesn't set it. So that's what some of the posts came down on. But it's part of it is based on this mahalach that psik reisha is only when something's happening derech agav, b'mikra, not part of a system which is mitochan lekach. And therefore it creates huge chumras. The one we just mentioned, first of all, it would create the following issue, and even if there are kulos of segregation of lonichale here, lonichale wouldn't matter. Lonichale wouldn't matter. It's not a segregation. The davar shein miskaven is even aser when it's lonichale. Similarly, if there'd be a suffix here. Let's say you create a suffix, whether we'll talk later on about suffix secretion. Okay, it's a question you can ask Nachman, and we'll talk about, we'll get to it, about whether or not that still has DNA, the Yisr of secretion or not. We'll talk. But how about in this case, how about if I have a suffix, whether or not new water is going to be heated up? Whether the system is on, let's say. So if the system is on, Vaday is going to heat it up. So, if the system is on, then I'm tapping into the system. Then it's not a psik reisha, it's not a suffik psik reisha, it's a suffik maisa, it's a suffik yisr mamish, it's a suffik malacha. Similarly, Shlomo Zalman, I'm sorry, Yashiv even went so far as to say that, went so far as to say, even if a guy, we had kulas, the psik reisha, he's a guy, and the psik reisha, he's a grama, so those wouldn't apply in these situations. I can't ask, I wouldn't be able to, there would be no heter amir lakum in this situation. Okay? Because he considers it to be something worse than a regular psik reisha. And this, most of this, a lot of these marmakomos I found, is an article I'm quoted in several places of Yitzhak Dais, and he's He's in the Sefer Shlosh Yitzchak, and there's a journal, Mar HaShabbos, comes the annual journal, which comes out. His big thing he was trying to ask there was the water meters. Did we maybe talked about this a little bit last year?
Meters.
What's the water? You familiar with this? Yeah. Water meters. Water meters, I think, as far as I understand, very similar type of system I just described in terms of heating up the water. The water meters were set up that the old water meters basically would count out approximations how much water you didn't have to pay for it. They would count up, they would use. Now, basically, everything is digitalized. Everything is digitalized. So whatever you think the problem is, digital. I'm not interested. That we talked about last year. The digital, the writing, is it Xiva, is it electricity problems? Fine. Let's make believe there's some problem. Darbon and Daraisa, I don't know what. No matter for this, obviously, but let's make believe, whatever issa there is, now we'll talk about how I'm getting to that issa. Now, every single time I use water on Shabbos, Yontif, what's going to happen is it's going to cause the system to make believe call it write down or to digitally or some other form change electronically and recognize that you used X amount of water. And it's going to happen every single time. So therefore, they didn't. Therefore, he tried it from communities. This is a tumult, and Lakewood and Baltimore, they call the hack. This is whether or not this is a problem. I'm sure you can look it up on the internet, and you'll see that this community was looking to try to worry about the water meters in Eretz Yisrael. Again, to try to create efficiency. Do you have to tell? Do you have to try to? No, we want the old manual ones, not the digital ones. To avoid these type of problems. Isn't it a psychiatric little nechale? So one tumult they have is, what do you mean? This is nechale. They're not going to give you the water unless they set up the system and you pay for it. No, you don't want it, meaning, ideally you'd love to take the water in theory without having to pay for it, but they're only going to give it to you that way. So that's probably still lo nechale. But that's one thing that people talk about. But make believe it's still lo nechale. What? But no, it's probably, again, it's still, and it's probably, and it's drabbanon, probably. At worst, it's a drabbanon. Whatever, it's still mixiva. Is it mixiva? Is it temporary? Is it whatever things we talked about last year? But in terms of this is an akuda. The main akuda, one of the main akudas that they were, that these post game again. Not everyone agrees with them. I'm just creating the most chomer side within all of this. Is that do I say in this type of system, which is set up that way, that you can't just simply say I'm simply using the water. I'm tapping into this whole system. This whole system is, when I turn on the water, therefore it changes, it recognizes and it registers that I use X amount of water, and that's set up that way, which is, it's not just something happening b'mikra, again. That is the entire system that I have. I guess, Mirz Hashem, next time, your share was on, share is 2-1, or share is what? Share is 1 for you, share is 1. So I got 2 more minutes. So, and we'll pick up, we'll talk a little bit more now. Even a variation of the same question, and this is to answer what you were asking a little bit. What's the havamina of shadi sichsi lasuna? Why would that not be chayev? Right. At least it should be a psik resha. Right. So you're asking why? Why would the havamina should at least be a psik resha? We know it, maybe even more. So one nekuda though, that I have to start thinking about right now is, do I say, okay, agreed, it's granted a psikreish, and again, the enem is kayim thing, we'll talk about some later point, in fact, it's not going to last that way, but do I say, should that be lo nechale? I couldn't care less that it's softening first. I'm not interested in that at all. I'm interested in the fact that it's going to harden later on. So do I say, ein hachanami, maybe it's a psik resha. But it's a psik resha, it's lo nechale. You don't think so? Why? Because, exactly. So this seems to be the vart. Because it can only consider something to be a nechale when it's something derech agav, when it's something on the side. But here, this is gufa part of the same isa. That's where I have this rivash. There's a discussion, there's a little bit of a stir on Gemara's, whether or not. The lashon of the Gemara in the Sechas Nazir. Nazir chofev mefasev lo mesoreg. That a Nazir shouldn't comb his hair. Again, he can't take out his hair, he can't cut his hair, so he shouldn't comb it. Why? The Gemara first thinks the son of Shimon, of Sikresha. The Gemara says, no, kol hasoreg lahashir nimen amul dildalon husoreg. Whoever is combing, he's trying to get out his hair. So what does that mean? Is he literally trying to get out his hair? That's his kavana mamish. It's one of the Rivash quotes Shoel who's saying that. And he says, no, that's not the pshat. Rather, what is the pshat? The psik reishahu. She'ein adam soreg ela k'sheyesh nimen midoldolim b'rosha g'day leheshirah. He's combing for what purpose? In order to untangle his hair. Shein has tariq davar acher, rak lahafzik hanim and modolim and eksharim zubizu. His goal is to, again, to untangle them and take out the knot. V'lo b'shiftani eskenet she'isikul v'atala, v'ein nimen midoldolim and eksharim b'rosha. And there's nothing tied at all. I'm sorry, is a better word here? He's trying to get them out. He's trying to remove them even. Part of that is he's included. It's considered a psikresha.
More than that,
what? The Efshir, that's what he continues. The Efshir, v'chal de v'rosha, gam kein mechavein lahasir. What? He's mesupik, I think. He's mesupik, we may have to get, maybe we'll read this more carefully about next time. It's mesupik in my eyes, whether or not it's exactly this type of thing. Is that a psik reisha, I'm sorry, the nechole, that's his first chiddush. Don't tell me it's not nechole. The Efshir, v'chal de v'rosha, gam kein mechavein, the way to get them out is by removing them. So maybe we'll read it more carefully next time. We'll start with this, I guess, but that seems to be good for his issue, whether or not it's classical psikresha dinichale. Or this is even more than that. Or that it's kimachavim. Or unless he means that...
Gemara calls it psikresha.
Where?
Rabbah.
What's that?
Rabbah
is saying psikresha. Rabbah. She ain't
nothing so regal. You don't say
it right. You just said it. Yeah, I hear you. He calls it psikresha. We'll get to this also, but I think sometimes the psikresha goof is kilo machavim. Part of what that means. Okay, we'll have to look at that more carefully. Good. Pick up what that means, Hashem.